Also dreaming and seeing images.
Dreaming is not seeing.
There is no seeing, but there is thinking about.
Right.
So there's, you teach that when there's dreaming, the process, so it is not bhavanga, not sleep.
Okay. Just mind or
Yes.
And in that, not only in sleeping, but in daily life, when we speak, for example, that is also a rupa that is created by a chittasika, isn't it?
Thinking. You mean at moment of speaking?
At the moment of speaking.
There must be chitta which thinks.
But and how does that create the voice and how that create that?
If there is no citta, there is no voice.
So in this case, that the rupa. So normally, if the visible object, for example, I thought that there would be a visible object exist, and then the citta also arise, accompany at the same time. So that the visible object is first, and then the citta.
The ten citta cannot condition rupa. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Is it the jetasika, verbal intimation, that conditions speech?
Vitaka, vichara.
There is also a jetasika called verbal intimation. Rupa, oh, that's a rupa. Okay, so vitaka. Conditions the rupa. Okay.
Sounds like a
Jesus.
It does.
I have a question because in the Milinda Pankha there is a paragraph. King Nagasena, Venerable Nagasena, says that in Pali terms how there was, but in English it was like five sense bases are produced by karma. If they are produced by one kamma or many kamma. And then the Venerable Nagasena says by many kammas, because it's like a five seeds. If you plant each different, then you've got different fruits. So different kamma condition, different kind of sense bases. But in that context, is it this sense, five sense fields or bases are called, they are five rupas, sapasada rupa, and also the five objects for them, or only the, for by kamma is conditioned the five sense, pasada rupas.
You mean just one kamma or many?
No, I mean in general, those are kamaja rupas, conditioned by kamma, and if the kamma at that moment conditioned sense basis as a pasada rupas for eye, for ear, and also the visible object and
with it.
Mm-hmm. Or not, because we discussed this and
when
Sarah
we
mentioned
the kamaja rupa also have the visible object with it, as long as there are the four primary rupas
in the one group of rupas,
but not the other group, not this visible object, but that which is conditioned by kamma. There must be a visible object with the four primary rupas too.
Yes, in each. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So each group of rupa have visible object,
right.
But actually, I mean, now that visible object itself is conditioned by kamma that moment when this eye arises.
Which one?
I mean the five sense bases mentioned. So is it only the eye base, ear base, yeah, these fives, body base, and there is visible object and there is sand in that moment. So what the Venerable Nagasena meant by these five sense fields who are produced by Kamma? Did he only mention the pasada rupas, or also the visible object that produced at that
only
moment?
Only that which is conditioned by Kamma.
Only
this is not conditioned by Kamma, but this is conditioned by Kamma.
Which?
This.
Oh, they loved it. But yeah, Ajahn, so in that moment when he talked about this five sense basis conditioned by Kamma, what we see is conditioned by Kamma also.
Only that which is conditioned by Kamma, like this and this and this, but not this, not this, not this.
But I see this.
In that quote, it just talked, it was just referring to the sense basis conditioned by Kamma. So mm-hmm. It's just referring to the sense basis.
Five sense fields.
The sense basis.
Yes.
It's not referring to the visible objects, it's only referring to the sense basis.
It means alone, like eye, ear, tongue, nose, and body. Five sense bases, and no more objects for that.
What do you mean by objects?
I mean, in the Milinda Pine had the five sense bases. What that means? Because if this is only the pasada rupa, or...
Okay, is there no kamachrupa visible object here?
That must be. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
When it's object... Can you know that it's conditioned by Kamma? But it is seen.
Yes, but this is not by Kamma, and mm-hmm. This is also seen.
Right.
So what I see now, this is not by Kamma?
Right.
Really? Because I thought that this is just kind of when there is a sense base and there is the object for that, like visible object and the eye, I thought that in each moment of seeing, the rupa that is seen is always conditioned by Kamma.
That would mean that all rupas experience are conditioned by Kamma.
I mean that what the visible object that appears now to seeing...
Whether it's conditioned by Kamma or by other condition.
Yeah.
Is that your question?
Yes, this is that.
That's why you know when you see a worm, you know that it's not paper because of the rupa which is conditioned by Kamma. Or you think of a paper when you see a worm?
A paper, like this?
Yeah.
No.
See? Pardon?
When we see a worm,
the visible object is conditioned by Kamma.
And that,
the visible object of a worm.
Why did you have the... Because I know when Hutu and I both explained it and still not convinced, why do you have the idea that every rupa must be conditioned, every rupa seen must be conditioned by Kamma?
Yeah, but that I think that this is here, that is here, that's thinking, but I always thought that actually what happens now is that by Kamma comes I, by Kamma comes visible object, and seeing consciousness, and it's gone. I never thought that... it's not conditioned by Kamma. That
four different conditions for rupa, for the visible object that's seen. So it depends when there's seen visible object, what visible object is seen.
Yeah, but I don't mean what... I don't know.
Can it be that visible object is seen, but we don't know which one? And the one which is conditioned by Kamma can be seen too. So at that very moment of seeing, it depends on whether that object is conditioned by Kamma or not. That's all.
But the I sense always is conditioned by Kamma.
Can Utu condition it?
Maybe also. No?
No, satyayana.
Ahara and or temperature.
Cannot condition others at all.
At all.
Only by karma, like it's
said. Oh, okay, only by karma,
so
okay.
So that's exactly that quality you mentioned. That's what it was saying. It's saying that the senses are always conditioned by karma, but nothing to do with visible object in that quote.
Because I was wondering why the Venerable Nagasena mentions the five sense bases. That was English translation, five sense bases. So I was thinking that the five pairs. Yeah, that's why I asked. Because when we talk sometimes salayatana, I think we refer to the pairs, isn't it, of the senses, some cases. And he mentioned only five.
Okay, looking at one's or the other's eyes. The eye is conditioned by karma. Visible object which is seen, conditioned by karma. But when I look at Kun Ivan's eye, his body, that is not conditioned by karma.
Okay.
But for a living being,
the eye. Being a visible object at the end of the picture.
So, Ajahn, basically when there is seeing consciousness, when we see, it's many visible objects. Yes, it's not one visible object. So it's like points, like many small rupas, and they each
one
chitta have visible
at a
object.
Moment. One chitta at a moment. It experiences one object at a time.
Oh, so it's one point, it's one chitta.
One visible object.
Like pixel, yeah. Before.
Visible object in the human
beings
is always conditioned by karma.
Not always. By chitta, by utu, by ahara as well.
Four causes in the body, but outside the body only.
Temperature.
The body is conditioned by utu, chitta.
Not altogether, just one.
One. Such as hardness, softness, or visible object, and there are other rupas are called
asabhava, 10 of them,
like lakana. And so, would you like to explain about why it's sabhava and not why, but what does that mean, sabhava, and what does that mean, asabhava?
Please, Kun Lucas.
About rupas or dhammas. Oh.
Sabhava rupa.
It means
sabhava rupa.
Yeah. Sa, it means bhava, the characteristic of nature. The nature characteristic of thing, and asabhava, it means without nature. And the rupa, some rupa are sabhava and some are asabhava. As I remember, that's like visible object or the eye, it's weak characteristic. And for example, like the Kaya Vinyati or Vachi Vinyati. Those are two kinds of rupas that are conditioned by Hetu Pachaya. In the Javana process, for example, where we smile, there is also the characteristic of another rupa that we express our gesticulation or the smile or something. It changes. And also the when we gesticulate, you know, like this, that's also rupa, as I understand it at least. And I think those are asabhava, isn't it, Ajahn? And that, actually, I also always have this question because it was said that, like in Theravada, that we've got a sabhava rupa, that we know the characteristic of each reality. But some rupas are asabhava. And I don't know then how we can know, because we talk about the panya who knows the characteristic sabhava of reality. But how can we know, how panya can know the rupas that are asabhava, Ajahn?
Asabhava cannot be object of satipatthana.
Really?
Yeah. Pardon? Now?
Like akasa is asabhava rupa because it depends on the mahabhuta rupas on the other rupas to arise. So it doesn't have its own characteristic that can be known directly because it just depends on the other rupas and the vinyana.
reality.
It cannot be object.
It's not the object,
but it's the reality.
For developing Satipatthana, but it can be known by the wise one or the wisest one.
Okay, but by Panya then. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like Buddha could know.
Otherwise, how can he tell us about them?
That means like normal experience cannot experience those because they have no sabhava.
We have to know what are they from the very beginning to understand the asabhava, not sabhava. So how many of them which are asabhava rupa?
Ten.
What are they?
Four
lakna rupa.
Two.
Without understanding the sabhava rupa, how can there be the understanding of the arising and falling away? Four, and then?
Two vinyati.
Two vinyati.
Parichita.
Mm-hmm.
And
then,
three.
Vikara rupa.
Liability.
How many already?
Akasha,
space.
Kaya vinyati, vachi vinyati, and three vikara rupa, ten, and the four characteristic, nine, and akasha.
The space also.
So there also the concrete and non. Concrete and non-concrete
translated
rupas, nibbana and nibbana, so it's the same because they're not concrete, they don't have the concrete characteristics that can be directly known. And when we were talking about the sapatiga and the
apatiga,
so, well, this is different.
It's just a way to explain the difference.
Which have characteristics
what,
which are
what's the meaning of concrete?
Nibbana,
they have their own nature. So it's said the word concrete is used in the translation.
Sometimes the nama is translated as name.
Yeah.
And it's misleading.
I think of concrete as has characteristic that can be known, but I don't know the literal meaning.
To me, it sounds like road or a wall or something.
Nibbana
rupa.
Produced or not produced. That's also the translation.
At moment of moving arms or legs, finger, anything, is there vikara rupa?
Yes.
Can anyone know it?
No.
What can be known is only the three rupas through body sense only. But later, when panya developed, it can be known that it's not just ordinary solidity.
Mm-hmm. How would you translate nibbana and anipana?
I don't translate anything because it's not my language.
So, just use nibbana.
It's not my language.
So asabhava can be known in mind or Arjun?
Yes. Uh-huh. Not through sense though.
Yeah.
Not through body sense.
Mm-hmm. Like the subtle and gross rupas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Far and near.
Right.
Classification.
And what's meant by far and near? Far to know and near to
far
know.
Far and near, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think near are 10 of the senses, like visible object. Is it near to understand?
So near. Now, nothing is as near as now.
The visible object can't be understood, no chance of understanding asabhava.
But this is a joke Okay.
It's true.
You scared me.
Maybe too near to know. Not far away at all. Because it impinge on the eyes. Is my object near?
I think so.
And what is far?
That is
the Asabhava-rupa.
And then the,
but even so, only the coarse ones can be object of understanding, like with arupa ramana, satta ramana, and so on, the seven aramanas.
I had this thought that relating to interest to and also to confidence. When you talk about the confidence that panya we know and accumulation, so the, I guess that's a lot of that is related to that we that some it has to have a confidence in the teaching, and also that makes me think of the five factors that we include in that translated from Vietnamese faith, samadhi. It's not in the order. But
the five indriya, or what? Five indriya.
The five.
The five indriya.
Yeah, the five indriya. Yeah. So I want to understand if the confidence is that corresponding with the faith, with the fact of faith in that, and how that.
When there are five, they arise together: satta, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya.
So it is similar to the eight.
Is there sadha now?
Sadha.
At this moment? Is there sadha now? At this moment?
With kusala.
Yes.
When is kusala? But it's not sadindriya, as long as it does not arise with the other two, which understand a characteristic of reality with awareness to saddha, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya. They arise together. All of them are indriya.
Okay. And they are chitasika.
Pardon?
They are chitasika.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So why talking about these five?
As indriya. Different from ordinary or intellectual understanding, because even right now there is sadha, there is sati, riya, and samadhi, and panya, but not as indriya. Because right understanding is not enough to be able to understand a reality which appears as it is.
And also, why is that these five, are they different or are they a part of the eight
full paths? It grows. Now there is sadha. And when it becomes the satindriya with other four, it's the beginning of the development of the path. We can say that it's the path, and we can start from one by one, like understanding. Now, is it maka or not yet, or it will bring about that level of panya, which is maka, that can really understand the characteristic of a reality as it is, as no one, no self at all. Even now we say that seeing is not self. It's not the moment of understanding seeing which sees. Right then, that which experiences at moment of seeing, at moment of hearing, that which experiences or that which knows, we get closer and closer to understand the reality which is mentality, mental reality. Otherwise we just say mentality, materiality, calling it while it arises and falls away all the time. So satta at that moment is indriya, because there must be 37 bodhi pakya dhamma, including indriya, 5 indriya, 4 sthipatthana. So when it's the sthipatthana, satta then is indriya. That it can arise with sati, to be aware of a characteristic which is not self. So we know when is satta and when is satindriya. Even right now, satta or satindriya.
So can we say it's different aspects of the same?
Or degrees too.
Yeah, different degrees of the same factors.
It was said in the Milinda Panha that the sati, sada, the sada is like a water clearing gem. It puts to the dirty water and it clears it out. So it also have its function when it arises with panya or with kusala. It have to clear up. I assume the dirtiness or. Akusala, it clears up, I think.
Clear off the akusala?
It's called faith, so-called. To clear away.
I think that it can be known because the kusala citta is different from akusala citta. At moment of clinging so very much to anything, one cannot give away that at all. But whenever there is aloba, no clinging to that object, and there can be moment of giving away, even if it's not material or thing, it can be giving away attachment at that very moment. So it's clear at moment of have no lobha, and that is satta.